up the terrace with manager Brian Sock after a 2-0 defeat at home to Barnet. Brian, a tough afternoon. Your thoughts on that performance?
Disappointed. I think it highlights everything that this league's all about. Being able to play two games in 3 days was a massive worry for my group of players. We went with a few changes to try and freshen things up, bringing a bit of energy into the team. If I'm being honest, you know, the performance wasn't great. I think we lacked quality. I think energy levels weren't necessarily there. And, you know, sometimes you have to look back and think to yourself, you know, there's a big demand for players to be able to play two lots of 90 minutes in 3 days. And, you know, there's no coincidence that every single team in and around us have been heavily defeated today.
Yeah, it must disappoint you, the comparison between Woking on Saturday and the game today, especially the conditions we're in. And I also expect the same for both teams, but just the sort of lack of fluency in attack compared to Saturday.
On Saturday we were excellent, and Woking allowed us to keep the ball. Now, you know, Barnet were very resolute. They defended, you know, relatively deep, denied us space in behind. We struggled to find a way to unlock the very stern defence, and they've come here, they've done a job. I thought that was very impressive, even though went down to 10 men. We need to be better. We need to be a lot better. We have done that on occasions, especially when they've gone down to 10 men. And I think if we'd have been there till tomorrow, I think we still wouldn't have scored. It's just one of those days.
Yeah, and a few changes today. Dixon at right back, and an unfortunate injury for Ben Morgan. So is it hamstring we're looking at?
Yeah, it looks like a very nasty one as well. Again, it's crazy how that we're expected to be able to play two games in 3 days. And, you know, that's a consequence of trying to go with a player who says he's feeling okay, yet, you know, 10 minutes in and he tears his hamstring, which for me is crazy. You know, we try and freshen things up, and as a manager, you know, you take responsibility for those decisions, and, you know, I don't regret any of those decisions, but, you know, it's a disappointing loss for us.
And the red card seemed quite a nasty challenge. You agree it was a red card?
Yeah, you just can't do that these days. He's gone in 2 feet. Didn't necessarily make contact with the player, but the intent was there, and for me, it was a straight red card.
And moving on to Saturday, tough away game at Sutton. Obviously, more changes there. You back at training Thursday, did you say?
Yeah, we
need a couple of days off.
Yeah, we'll be in. We're reporting on Thursday. We'll assess the squad. It's been a very tough ask for the players over the last 6 days to be able to play three games. It was evident against Aldershot. It was evident again today. We know what this league's all about. It's tough, you know, and we need to make sure that we learn from our lessons for next year. We need to be a little bit more fitter, a little bit more stronger, and when we're not necessarily at our best, we need to make sure that, you know, we don't concede and stay in games.
Yeah, you say about learning from our mistakes and stuff like that, but we played Sutton really early in the season, and they'll probably be coming up against a different Weymouth side to that day.
Yeah, that was again a tough game, but we lost the game very narrowly. They've gone on and had a fantastic season, and they're a very good side. It's going to be a very tough test for us. But, you know, there's one or two tired legs in there. We'll assess the squad, like I said, and we'll be good to go again Saturday.
And what would you say the aims are for the rest of the season? Now, I mean, 5-6 games left now. What are you looking at for the rest of the season?
To win games of football. Gives us a chance to look at one or two things, one or two individuals, a couple of formations. Everything's geared up for next season. So it's important we don't take an eye off the last few games. We're looking to go to some very big clubs that are, you know, flying high at the top of the league and hopefully cause an upset.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much, and we'll see you
Cheers.
Saturday.
Thank you.